Good evening, ladies. How y'all doing?
And gentlemen, it be men watching too. I know y'all see my vagina.
I love you, booze. We appreciate you too. We back for another week of Talking Pink, and we got an exciting week.
She hasn't even had any drink yet.
Not even.
Dry mouth. Excitement.
We got a lot of shit to talk about.
Stay tuned.
You go. So I just had a tongue twister. Rachel just told me how to fix
it. Okay, pastor.
Anyway, all right, we had an exciting week this week. Yeah, a lot of bullshit. You know, this week was a special week for a few reasons.
Okay.
This week, we celebrated Bosses Day. So I want to give a shout out to all my lady bosses.
Hey, congrats.
We appreciate y'all because we know y'all get shit done.
Exactly.
We all do. Mm-hmm. And I got a warrant.
You got a what?
Well, you know what? No, I ain't going to say. I ain't going to lie like that.
You got a warning?
A warrant. A warrant. Like your uncle warrant. Warrant.
I don't want to talk about uncles right now.
Yeah, I almost got a warrant out for my arrest.
What the fuck did you do?
Well, I didn't really do. I forgot.
What'd you do?
Okay, I had a traffic violation.
What'd you do? You didn't stop?
No, I didn't stop. I went right on through that speed trap. So I got, but this was like 3 months ago, I got this ticket.
Okay.
So I went to court and everything, so I got adjudication. You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You don't know my life. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
So I opted for that, but I still had to pay.
Right.
It just won't go on my record. So I said, okay,
I'm
gonna put a down payment today, and I'm gonna pay the rest by this day right here.
Okay.
Well, I didn't pay the rest.
Girl, you didn't even get no real life warrant. I'm thinking you evading arrest or some shit.
No, I ain't kill nobody yet.
Exactly.
Don't do that. Not yet. I got a lot to live for. I got a legacy to create.
You got a warrant.
To create.
So what's going to happen now?
Well, no, I paid it.
You a fucker. You should have ran from
I got scared. I was scared.
You run.
I was scared.
Never mind. Don't get shot. It's not worth it. You black and you got big hair too?
All lives matter. All vaginas.
So you paid it. So I paid it. You don't have a warrant.
I said I almost got a warrant.
You started this shit off like you a badass. I got a fucking warrant. She don't have no warrants. She got a warning.
I said I didn't get a warrant. I said I almost got a warrant. So, but that was the second time. I actually did get one. A few years ago. But anyway, I'm not going to talk about that situation.
What else happened this week, tongue twister? You want to get right into it?
Well,
or should we call the pastor to the front of the congregation?
Rachel just showed me how to start it off.
Show them what you did.
To untwist my tongue?
That's how good head starts, okay? Okay, and
lesson
then you get into it.
Number one.
That's how good head starts.
If you're under the age of 21, don't pay attention.
Suck dick responsibly, okay? Fuck that. You're not getting carded.
How old do people start doing that? How old do women start doing
this? This was
that?
On my one sheet, okay? I don't want to talk about it. The first time I put a dick in my mouth and I enjoyed it, though, I was 21.
What number? What is it?
I was told by Blackhead, shut the fuck up. I suck dicks responsibly, okay? No dicks were harmed in the taping of this video, which will never go out, hopefully. Isn't that some scary ass shit, though? Like, I've done videos before. Let's just be honest. I feel like people do videos. It's fine, right? But when I... first of all, I got on Facebook and I didn't know what everybody
She's
was talking about.
She's talking about Pastor David Wilson.
He's not my pastor. Y'all can call him pastor if you want to. That's just David.
He got caught on tape.
He got caught on tape what? Tongue tied? Tongue twisted?
Yep, pretty much.
Did you see the video?
I saw the video.
So I got on. Listen, if I want to watch porn, I'm gonna go to Pornhub.
I was at work watching the video.
Oh my god! Speaking of Boss Week, I got on Facebook and everybody was talking about a video, and I'm like, what the hell is everybody talking about? I was like, okay, Tekashi 6ix9ine, what the fuck is everybody talking about this video? And then all of a sudden, people started DMing me a video, and I didn't even have to press it. I could see from the what was going to happen. But I already know how to eat, suck, and fuck. So I didn't need to watch whatever this
three-course meal.
I was fine, okay? Because I eat and suck responsibly.
So my question was, who taped this?
I mean, from the looks of it, I don't know if that's Mrs. Wilson on the video.
Mr. Wilson.
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm good. I'm good.
You didn't need to see it?
I didn't need to see it.
I couldn't stop watching it. I think I watched it like 6 times.
Okay. Well, enough of that fuckery. Today, we do have a guest. Would you like to introduce our guest?
Yes, we have a beautiful guest this evening. I would like to introduce my pinkies to
Skyla Dawn. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Super excited.
So welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I am a host of one of the three co-hosts of Damage Control, mm-hmm. A hip-hop radio show here in Houston that's mm-hmm. been going for 17 years.
Awesome.
On Wednesday nights from 11 to 2 a.m., mm-hmm. 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. I also have Life Uncensored, mm-hmm. which is a ladies show, mm-hmm. and we talk about relationships.
Okay.
A lot about relationships.
Right.
And chivalry.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little bit for the guys. Mm-hmm. And I have my own gym.
Awesome.
So, yes.
So, you got 3 jobs. Are you doing
a lot of jobs?
I have a lot of jobs.
Did you ever Jamaican?
I was just going to say.
Are you currently in a relationship with
one? I did 23andMe. I'm a little bit Jamaican.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, are the shows different from one another?
They're like night and day, mm-hmm. Completely night and day. Mm-hmm. Damage Control is totally hip hop. It's underground hip hop. It was started for artists to get on FM station
mm-hmm.
in Houston mm-hmm. When there wasn't a station for artists in Houston to be played.
Mm-hmm.
Houston artists had to go outside of the city in order to get FM radio play before Damage Control was created.
Oh, okay.
And so we are, you know, now there are other FM, you know, 93.7 has come on now and stuff, but and there are a plethora of internet radio stations.
Yeah. Right.
So there are other outlets for
underground hip hop.
So
yeah,
what
or
made
just artists
Damage Control last so long with all these other venues or avenues of play?
For one respect, mm-hmm. because we have stayed around for artists and stuck in there for artists to have a platform. Also, the level at which DJ Chill, Zeke, you know, Matt Senzala, mm-hmm. the people who have stayed. I've only been on there for 5 years.
That was going to be my next question. Have you been with it for the entire...
Yeah, I've been 5 years. I just celebrated 5 years there. But Zeke and DJ Chill, thank mm-hmm. you, they have been there for the whole 17 years.
Okay.
Yeah, they have. And DJ Chill was best friends with DJ Screw.
Okay.
So most people know.
Right, right.
Know,
right. From Houston,
DJ Screw.
Yeah.
Yeah, so legends of hip-hop have
right.
been through
yeah.
Damage Control.
That was what I was going to ask. Like, what artists that we know now
right.
came through you or came through Damage Control?
Slim, mm-hmm. Chamillionaire, mm-hmm. David Banner. I mean, if you name them, Scarface.
Right.
Anyone you know and everyone them, have... Yeah. started off coming through Damage Control, because when 97.9 mm-hmm. was the only station mm-hmm. around, mm-hmm. they weren't playing Houston artists
right.
until they got hot outside of Houston.
Yeah.
So they, you know, damage control was it.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
So what was it about this show that made you want to become a part of it?
Well, Zeke brought me. Mm-hmm. He brought me at first. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I actually was raising, I adopted my nephew mm-hmm. when he was 5. Mm-hmm. And I was raising him on my own. I was a single mom. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't doing anything else. Literally, I had started the gym.
Right.
And I was busting my ass.
Exactly.
And I was working sometimes 60 hours a week mm-hmm. trying to get the gym going.
Right.
And so I was working all the time. And that was all I was doing. And I had gone to a charity event that Zeke was DJing. Mm-hmm. And one of my girlfriends was putting on. And Zeke asked me, he was like, why don't you ever come to any of the things that I do? You know, you go to everything that everyone else does. And I was like, I'll come sometime. And he was like, come to my radio show.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I'll come. I don't want to get on. I don't like my voice. I don't want on.
Right.
And so I went, and that was the first time I ever met DJ Chill. And they put me on the air, of course.
Okay.
I was very reluctant. But they put me on. And after that, Chill was like, please come back. Like,
yeah.
We like your energy. Like, we could really use it.
Right.
You know, wow. Come back. And then, you know, they were like, the next week, you know, you're coming back, right?
Right.
And I was like,
so every week, they were
no,
like, you're
not
coming.
This week, but yeah. Another, you know.
Right. So you're like, you're paying me?
Well, no, and it's and we don't get paid to do it.
Oh,
we,
really?
No, not for damage control. No. And for damage, and it was kind of like, you know, my son has to go to bed, so he's already in bed. And okay. At that time, it was 12 to 2.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, he's already in bed, so it's something that I can do. I can give back to the community. I can help with hip-hop because I was already kind of connected in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So it was something that I could help. I could give back. They told me you can bring on any charities that you want, and you can promote all the artists
right.
that you want.
Right.
So you mm-hmm. can help anyone that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I can help anyone that I want. My son's already in bed. It's a way that I can kind of get out and stay connected with people.
Right.
And I'm not doing that right now. All I'm doing is working.
Right.
So I was like, you know, I'll do it for a little bit.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's not going to hurt anything. Maybe it'll kind of give me a little bit of a social life.
Right.
So here I am.
5 years later.
5 years later.
Yes.
Hadn't left at all.
Yeah. No,
and
no.
And with that damage control, how has that made everything else in your life grown or change, or what direction has it put you? I mean, what position has it put you in?
Well, surprisingly, this is a really weird thing. I've never broken the law or had anything to do with prison or
no
anything.
Warrants.
Well,
No warrants.
Well, you know, actually, when you started talking about that, I was like, you know what? I think I got a parking ticket like a year ago or something. And I was like, I don't think I've ever paid it.
Right.
So I might have a warrant. I was like, I might be like a fugitive.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I started thinking like.
Is that for real?
I don't know.
I don't think you can get a warrant for a parking ticket.
I don't know.
I have three that are 6 years old.
You're a fake badass.
Well, I was just, I mean, I hope no police officers are watching my live right
they
now,
are.
But I was just thinking, like, I might actually be,
hey,
like,
officer friendly.
Exactly.
I might get some street cred.
Exactly.
I was just thinking, like.
That might help.
Yeah.
No, you can't have my ID. I got warrants.
So how long have you been doing Life Uncensored?
Okay, so Life Uncensored, I've been doing we just celebrated a year.
Okay, congrats.
Yes, and I that's my baby.
So what made you get into that? What made you want to?
Well, I, you know, with damage control, it is underground hip hop. It's very, you know, I'm a gangsta.
Yeah.
And
I'm,
raw.
You know, I'm, you know, and that's what I was going to say. We have over 23 prisons that listen, have a huge fan base with prisoners.
Right.
I get lots of fan mail.
Right.
I have, you know, I have all of that.
Right.
Everywhere I go, I get, you know, pictures and all the, you know, I have all of that.
Right.
But I was like, you know, I really need to get in touch with my non-gangsta side.
Yeah.
You know? And I, with my personal training, I do a lot of counseling and
right.
life coaching.
Right.
And I really wanted to kind of do something more with that. Mm-hmm. And so with Life Uncensored, I had a girlfriend that I was really wanting to do something with, collaborate with. And so I had been kind of trying to push her. She's an author, and she has a couple books out. And so I kind of wanted to do something with her, collab with her. And so I was like, let's do this, let's do this.
Right.
And so finally she was like, okay, I'll do it. Well, now she's jumped ship. And so yeah. I have another girlfriend doing right. it with me. But I really had wanted to, for a while, do something that was more girly, more touched on relationships, mm-hmm. kind of got me out in the public more on that.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that y'all talk about?
We talk a lot about dating, how men in today's day, how they how they don't date very well. Mm-hmm. We talk more raw about friendships and how to be a good friend or not, mm-hmm. you know, right. family, you know, mm-hmm. boundaries, setting boundaries
right.
and not feeling bad about it.
Right.
You know, because a lot of times I think as women, we feel bad when we cut someone off.
Oh, yeah, just depends on the woman. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
yeah.
At first, you feel bad.
But then we also talk about how sometimes that's unhealthy too.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine with
being unhealthy. Yeah, we know.
I'm working on it though.
but that's what we talk right. about. But that's right. what we talk about.
Right.
And how you need to have a balance. And so, but you do.
I started going to the gym, so. That's
So is well, this like,
and we talk about self-care.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, because you know, some of the things that we talk about as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
So is this like a serious type of, I mean, how is that set up for you? Do you just talk to each other or you have people?
We talk to each other, yeah. Okay. We don't have audience participation. Mm-hmm. You know, we do it live. Mm-hmm. So we do have people will chime in and then afterwards I'll go back
right.
and talk okay. to them.
Right.
But no, I can't do live because as just like with my live right now, it's going.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
So I can't.
I tell her, we tried to do it. Well, she did a live video before we got here. Yeah. I've never done live.
I don't understand social media. So I've been off social media for about 6 years. And I just came back because we started our podcast up again because we did it 3 years ago. Yeah. And it's on a different scale now. So social media has changed.
Mm-hmm. Even in that little bit of time.
Exactly. And so I don't understand how to do social media. So I said, how do you do live? So tonight I just looked at my phone and they're like, it's a button and it says live. And I pressed the button. I'm like, oh my God, I'm live, guys. And I'm yelling and everybody is commenting. So yeah, the energy is fun and it's different, but it is distracting because they want to be engaged. Like even right now we have a live going. Hey guys, for all of you who are watching us and listening in. The screen.
Oh, okay then.
Okay. Are you drinking right now?
No, I'm not. I don't know what Blackhand is. I think it went to the bathroom.
Do you have this same level of calm energy when you're doing your shows? Because you're so relaxed right now.
I'm pretty calm. I mean, I'm pretty calm most of the time. Mm-hmm. I do get.
Thank you.
I will get more passionate depending on what
the subject.
You know
is.
What the subject right. is or what the topic is.
Right.
But I'm pretty calm.
Right.
I mean, that's my demeanor pretty much.
Okay. There are times you get excited about something and you
yeah,
express that.
Now my girlfriends say that I'm hyper and
really?
Yeah. Yeah, they say that I am.
Where's the hyper you?
Yeah. No,
I feel like I'm really calm right now because your energy is really calm. I know it's making me relax. It's like calm down. It's not that type of show.
No, but I'm a calm like a calming person.
You're a good life coach then. It's like, yeah, okay, well, I can listen to you.
Yes.
That's part of it, right?
That's okay. Part of it. But I'm also like, I mean, it's my first time meeting you guys.
Right.
So I have to kind of, you know.
Observe.
I mean, dancing watch. On the table tonight probably wouldn't be my.
If you want to that do happens. That, we have room.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we see Rachel how you dress up. I'm trying to push this show after this, Rachel After Dark. I don't know if Black Man's going to let me do it, but that can definitely, we can dim the lights because we've seen you get dressed up. You have fun.
Yes, I do.
So even if your energy is not there, it's like, oh, look at what she has on. She's sexy.
Yeah, I do have fun. Yeah, I do. But even when I have fun, it's still a controlled fun.
Yeah. Aww.
I'm still controlled. I'm not totally like out of control.
So question, back to damage control.
Okay.
How does it feel for you to be a woman in that space? Because I know it's male dominated.
It's extremely male dominated. I have a lot of respect from the artist. Mm-hmm. My co-host and I go head to head quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Is that Zeke?
Zeke. Mm-hmm. 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 Yes, we go head to head quite a bit. Off mic, we love each other very much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On mic, he is a damn fool. Mm-hmm. But as far as artists here in Houston, we get along very well. Mm-hmm. There are some managers, more like video, more people who aren't as big in the industry, I guess, are sometimes harder to deal with.
Really? Oh, because they're trying to find their space and place?
Or they think they're the shit? Yeah, I don't know.
I was about to say they think they have a place.
What's your name again?
Who are
you? Yeah,
how many followers you got?
No, yeah, sometimes they're harder to deal with. Really? I would prefer to deal with the artist, honestly. And most of them know, I mean, this isn't a surprise if they're watching my live right now. They know this about me.
Right.
I mean, I'm a pretty honest person. No, I'm a very honest person. Mm-hmm. So they will know this. And we, on damage control, we're very honest. Mm-hmm. So if we have a hard time with someone, they know it. Yeah.
I ain't sugarcoat shit.
Yeah, there's a couple managers that they have that we don't care for too much, and they know it. Yeah. So,
but they need you.
Yeah, sometimes they think they don't. So that's fine. I mean,
it's like, yeah, go on without me.
Yeah, I mean,
doing this is a favor.
Yeah, so they just won't be on our show.
Yeah.
So this damage control, is it uncensored? Just they say whatever they want. Bitch, nigga, bitch, motherfucker, this, that. I'm just asking.
Okay. So okay, so it's pretty we can get by with quite a bit because we're late night. Mm-hmm. So with the FCC, after midnight, you can say between midnight and 5 a.m., you're not as censored. Uh-huh. There's still, so you can't say it. Like, you can't say it, but in the music, you can say it.
Oh, okay.
But we're still.
I was like, what's about to happen? Right? Yeah. No. I'm sorry. I'm not feeling well. So I'm just going to pour my Pedialyte in my glass.
You better not get me sick.
No, it's just my anus. It's a little loose.
She's got a loose anus.
I think that's going around, actually.
Oh, loose anus. Okay. Oh, yeah.
The pastor didn't hit the anus?
You've never had your ass licked?
Okay, yes.
Oh, that has no flavor. Okay.
Well,
tickle, tickle.
This is taking a totally different turn. Tickle.
Yeah. Sorry, did you? The other videos. Okay. So, personal training, how long have you been doing that? We're just going to move right along.
Since we're talking about body parts.
I have been training for over 22 years.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What inspired that? Why did you want to make that a profession?
Being healthy has always been important to me. Mm-hmm. If you look on my site, I say I wanted to be a doctor, but I couldn't handle all of the what it takes.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And so I just decided I would keep people out of the doctor.
That's good.
Yeah.
Preventative
Yeah. Here. 100%. Yeah. And so I was gymnast, cheerleading. I wasn't actually a gymnast. I did gymnastics. I coached gymnastics. My first jobs ever were coaching gymnastics. Mm-hmm. I was a cheerleader since I was itty bitty.
Oh.
And so that's what I did.
I think it starts there.
Yeah.
It definitely starts when you're young. If you're active, then you're going to be active for the rest of your life.
Oh. That explains a lot.
So get your kids in the gym.
Yes.
Get your kids in the gym.
Okay. Yes.
I just got Rachel in the gym a few months ago.
She did.
I've been trying for about 5 years.
She's been trying for years. And okay. I talk shit about... Listen, I like to talk shit, okay?
I haven't like learned pretty, that yet.
I should have worn the other shirt. Ask the other vagina. I just like to talk shit. I'm just like, you know what? I'm pretty, so it's okay for me to be overweight, and I'm funny. You guys know. You saw me tonight on live.
She's pretty.
They keep saying
she's so pretty.
They keep saying I'm so pretty because apparently, you know, the pretty ones are not all there sometimes. but I've been talking shit for a long time, and I keep saying I want to get in. I want to be healthy. I want to get in, and I'm like, fuck it. This year, I'm gonna just do it. Just gonna go to the gym.
Okay.
And I'm going to try it. And I was like, this shit is kind of nice. And then you feel the pain. And then the you got to keep going because you don't want to feel the pain. And so it's been a pretty good experience. But I'm scared because it's working. So
I don't
I'm
know
used,
why she's
I'm
scared.
Used, listen,
look at her face.
Listen, when you're used to... This is not what I'm used to, literally. Okay, I'm just like, I'm going to work out. I'm going to eat right. I promise I'm going to exercise. I'm going to get plenty of sleep. And you just keep saying that for so long. It just becomes
a
lifestyle.
Happened.
But now it's like, no, you really have to get your ass up. You pay for a membership. Go. You have the support, you know, with the kids. Mm-hmm. So go. Go work out. And even people outside of that are pushing me. Did you go work out today? I'm like... I wasn't feeling. I was like, okay, then you're going to go this evening. And I'm like, oh. So it's like, now I don't have a choice. I literally have to be healthy because so many people are depending on me. I'm depending on myself, too. But I'm really scared because it's working.
I still don't get that. I
don't
know.
Because
why do you
listen,
keep
the
that?
Type of life that I've lived thus far.
So you're getting uncomfortable.
I'm getting uncomfortable because it's working. I've been comfortable for so long with being like this. Now I'm getting uncomfortable because shit is starting to work. Mm. The way that I was raised.
It's called growth, Rachel.
Exactly.
Growth.
But the way that I was raised, it was a lot of negativity. And it's like, So you don't expect things to work. And you don't expect things to happen. But I'm not in that space anymore. Mm. So literally, I force and I have to push myself to know this is going to work. But it's still scary. It's scary to me.
Okay, but now that you're saying it,
like, yeah, I don't understand what you.
Now that you're saying it out loud, though, like you have to follow through.
Exactly,
with it.
I have to, because people are going to call me out about it if I don't.
Rachel, where are you?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. They literally do.
But you have you saying it out loud mm-hmm. proves that you have an understanding of it.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you have an understanding of it,
I have to do it.
You have to follow through with it.
I have to do it.
Yeah, because you can't play dumb.
I can.
You,
no, I've been doing that for a long time. I'm still pretty.
You have an understanding.
Exactly.
You just let me know that
understands.
You have an understanding.
She understands that I'm not just pretty. I understand, guys.
Gotcha.
Well, I'm not saying you understand everything. I'm just saying you understand this.
You take these earrings off.
I can't.
I can tell Terry likes me.
I can't take it off. Is my ear bleeding? It's not me, guys. It's the vagina.
So I just did a bodybuilding competition.
Okay.
In March. And that was more of a spiritual journey than anything. Of course, my body changed mm-hmm. because my mind changed. Mm-hmm. And what that taught me was that I can conquer anything. Because once I went through with that, everything in my life just started to fall into place. Like, you know... I grew there, I grew here, I grew work, I grew family, I grew everywhere in my life just blossomed. And that's why I like to encourage Rachel mm-hmm. to continue this journey because she's going to see the growth, she's going to see the change.
Exactly.
And it's going to be beneficial to her, not just her, but her children.
Exactly. I have more clarity. I didn't expect to get as much clarity as fast as I did once I started working out and changing my diet. I was this is crazy.
It just takes a little consistency.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, it takes a lot. It's hard to be consistent.
Only if you say it's hard, it's hard.
It may be difficult for you to be consistent, but it doesn't take a lot of consistency. It just takes a little consistency. If you actually will be consistent, see, what happens is a lot of people will not follow through. Mm-hmm. So they'll start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. So they're not being consistent for very long.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But if you will just a few weeks stay consistent, you will see so much change.
Exactly.
It doesn't take that long.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by it doesn't take a lot of consistency. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't afford to stop now.
Yeah. I've really come so far. I love to change people's bodies. I have so much passion for it.
Right.
That it's just literally it changes people's lives. It doesn't just change their health. Mm-hmm. It changes them spiritually. Mm-hmm. I say I change for mind, body, and I train for mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you literally will change people's their health, their spirit, their spirituality. You change their mood. It changes their relationships.
Right.
It changes how they see themselves.
Exactly.
How they relate to themselves, how they relate to other people.
I think
it
that,
can change
like,
their whole
those
entire
three
life.
Are the holy trinity to me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, it's a fruit. I mean, you're feeding yourself all this goodness and then you have no other choice but to share that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's fruit for everybody around you. And you'll see, I mean, we mentioned earlier that people fall off or are not in your lives anymore. And if you take yourself on this journey, you'll see that people who were not meant to be in your life disappear
exactly.
from your life.
Exactly.
And then you will then realize that why, and I mean, and you'll see that, I really don't miss them.
Right.
I've taken on this, for myself, and I just feel so much better. I mean, it feels like a burden has been taken off of me.
Right.
So definitely, that's the Holy Trinity. It's for me.
But totally. When you're doing it in this kind of a way, you're working out, you're taking care of yourself, you're doing it. Mm-hmm. It's not a fuck it, fuck them.
Exactly.
It is I'm doing what's best for me. Yes. I'm concentrating on me. I'm taking care of me. And they can't handle that positivity. They can't handle that. So then the universe takes care of that for you.
Exactly.
You don't have to fuck it kind of thing. It literally takes care of it for you.
Exactly.
And that's what is the most beautiful part of it, because then you don't even have to have that bitterness or that anger or mm-hmm. that, because there's a boundary set up for you and a barrier around you, and you don't even have to worry about it because it takes care of it for you.
Exactly.
So that's, I love it.
Yeah.
So how do you train? I mean, of course, you train others. But do you have a trainer yourself, or do you train alone? How do you keep yourself fit and fine and sexy and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been really stressed lately, so I've been eating lots of Halloween candy. So
is this what stress looks like?
Yes.
What the hell?
Give me some of that.
Okay. Yeah. One piece, two pieces. Okay, I'm done. No more stress.
That's what stress looks
like. Oh my gosh, well, you look phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
It's
thank
years
you
of
so
training.
Much.
Yeah, she can fall off every now and then, but she gets right back on.
Well, see, and that's what it is, and that's what I tell my clients too. If mm-hmm. you stay in it and you stay with it and you stay consistent,
mm-hmm.
then when you do have times when you are stressed or when something bad happens or
right.
then you do have that already in the bank mm-hmm. deposited so that you have something that you can take out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. When you get into that situation.
Yes.
So can I ask you, what inspired your name? Was this a name that was given to you?
My mom.
Really?
My mom named me Skyladon.
It sounds like a radio name.
Well, it's so funny. Cause
it's a stage name.
Right.
That's
right.
It's funny because people will ask me, well, they don't so much anymore.
Right.
But used to, they would say no, what's your real name? I'm like, that is my real name.
Yeah.
They'd be like, no, that's your stage name. I'm like, what stage?
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of stage are you talking about? No, my mom is a hippie.
Yeah.
And she named me. So everyone, you know, I'm in hip hop and all that. Mm-hmm. So people say like Skyla Dawn, Skyla the Dawn, Skyla, you know, that's what they call me, right? But my mom named me, she's from a small town in Oklahoma, so she named me Skyla Dawn.
Skyla Dawn.
Yes.
Come here, Junie, and we'll talk to you.
And the funny thing is, which is just crazy, I got into a conversation with a friend the other day, because at first when we were trying to decide like what I was going to go by,
right?
Because Skyla is just, you know, my name, but when someone had said like, okay, so what are you going to go by or whatever, when they said, well, why don't you just use your name?
Yeah.
You know, Skyla Dawn. So at first it was so hard, because when anyone would announce me or would say anything to me, I almost got this feeling like...
They're about to say my name.
Well, no, because, you know, growing up, the only time that I heard Skyla Dawn is when you're in trouble, you know, because your mom says your middle name when you're in trouble. So
we were A's in my family.
A's?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
My dad would say, hey. I was short A, and hey, long A was my sister. So he'd be like, hey, get in here while she's dissing. I'm like, that's you. So it's I never got called my name.
That's funny. That's wrong.
We forgive you, Dad. We forgive you.
I never heard my whole name. Only by teachers. So I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Mm. So do you have any of these rappers that get close to you or try to get close to you or try to...
Hmm.
Like, build a relationship, like they in your DMs.
You mean all my husbands?
Okay. Well, that'll be a no. We got one person.
I mean, but nobody has ever tried to talk to you.
No, that's why I said all my husbands.
Oh, so we all.
Oh, so everybody is your husband.
Explain it.
What is you that know mean? They. They're all like,
a relationship with you.
You know, they're all like, hitting on me, or you know, when they say like, I just say like my little husbands. Yeah, you know, they're to me.
Yeah,
most of them are little boys.
She on the radio. You know, check out follow.
Wifey.
Exactly.
Wifey. Yeah, no. I mean, they know. Like I always say, like I'm not going to date anyone in the industry, and you know, that's like my blanketed statement. I'm not going to date anyone in the industry.
Have you ever?
I don't date anyone in the industry.
She doesn't
date. Was that on her one sheet? You can ask me anything, but don't ask me if I dated somebody in the industry.
She doesn't do it. That's her golden rule. She doesn't date anyone in the industry.
Are you dating currently?
I'm dating. I would say I'm dating... Kind of. I mean, I guess.
Would he be mad if he saw this and you say kinda?
No, I'm not dating anyone in particular.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you are dating.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay. She's how going hard on dates. Or how easy is that being that you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 jobs? And
it's hard
like,
as
do you,
fuck.
Because you're a parent. You're a boss.
I know.
You're a radio host. You have your show. Like, how do you find time? Are
okay,
y'all Skyping?
So.
Do people still Skype?
No.
You know, video chatting?
I haven't
they
Skyped.
Got Facebook
I
live.
Finally got home. Want to say goodnight.
Yeah, no, I haven't Skyped in I don't know how long. So my son is, he's 22. Like he's,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
so
he's an adult.
And he actually lives by his biological mother. You know, he's not here. So,
okay.
But dating is like so hard. Uh-huh. It's so hard because...
Why?
Because, okay, so this is how dating goes for me. So I meet someone, I say I don't want to date anyone in the industry, and then they say, like, okay, I'm cool with, like, you being, like, Skyla Dawn.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool, like, whatever.
Mm.
And then, like, by the second date, they're like, so when are you going to shut down your Facebook?
What?
What? The second date?
Usually, second, maybe third. Like, how do you feel about shutting down? Like, if we got, like, if we got serious, could you shut down your Facebook?
Why?
I'm like,
no, you telling me to quit my job? Is that what you do?
Basically, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, like, usually guys are like that. Well, but if you, like, read my comments and if you read, you know, like, guys get really, you know.
Controlling, overprotective.
Or really jealous.
Barbaric.
Or guys will say stuff like, well, have you seen such and such as comments? I'm like,
what?
Who is that?
Yeah.
Intrusive?
Who is that?
Low self-esteem, like, is who it is. So
can
we can't
I get
have
you
that.
To mind your
but
mind?
I mean, like, they'll say somebody's username.
You've never dated, you know, anyone who is completely comfortable with who you are and what you do. And they're like, yeah, babe, just go ahead.
I have. But usually they're not
Skylar, for you to be talking material. About relationships on your show, you're not being forthcoming with information as we're asking.
I know. She is, you know what?
About
she's,
men.
She's life coaching.
Are
us
you
right
holding
now.
On to something that you don't want us to know about?
She don't want to give us all the dun dada.
She's got something special coming up later tonight.
Skylar Nunn.
No.
Your business.
No. No, but usually those guys aren't the guys that are, like, husband material.
Usually.
I've never been married, so I don't know.
Usually.
Yeah. I was in a 14-year relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it wasn't husband material?
No, we raised my son together.
Okay.
So.
And then after that, you got to go, too.
Girl, y'all go.
Bye. Thank you. You're welcome.
Your job's done.
Exactly.
Oh, he'll love that.
Okay, can I ask you a question about your caution photo? You're so poised.
Yes, you can.
I want to laugh like that. What inspired this photo?
Well, I love doing artistic photos.
Okay.
And I wanted to do it for Life Uncensored.
Mm-hmm.
It was, when I wanted to do Life Uncensored, I wanted to do a show that we could talk about topics and talk about, women topics without censoring them.
Mm-hmm.
Without having my original idea was to be able to talk about topics that could go to in any direction without having barriers put on them.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was trying to find
some words.
Yeah, no, well, because we didn't get to really go that direction.
Okay.
Because with my original co-host, we had to kind of pull back some because she had some problems with her church. Yes.
Her church, so, that's not a good fit for you or something?
For her, not for me.
Okay.
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Exactly. But, that's what I'm saying. So,
Yeah. But so we ended up having some problems there. But
so with your new co-host, how is it?
It's different.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Different. But with the caution tape, my thing was proceed with caution. Nothing is off limits.
Okay.
So I wanted it to be like when guys and women, but mostly guys, you know, because my fan base following is a lot of men. So I wanted them to know, like, well, first of all, that's a very catching photo.
It is.
It's very catching.
Exactly.
Yes.
But I wanted them to know, like, that the topics that we talked about were going to be raw, uncensored. Our opinions were going to be uncensored. So if we wanted to have different opinions, and she wanted to go, because her opinions on things, she's been married for 20 years, 25 years.
Right.
If she wanted to go left and I go right, then that's what we were going to do.
Yeah. Right.
And we weren't going to kind of how you guys talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you guys talk, you know, you were just talking about vaginas and dicks and stuff. We weren't going to talk so much like that, but we were going to talk about the boundaries and the, you know, the realness of relationships and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So do you believe in safe words?
Safe words?
Yeah.
Yes. In sex?
Yes.
Well. I mean, if you're getting tied up, you're going to need one. You may need one.
Like
yeah.
When it gets dangerous. Yeah. Just wondering.
What was that face for?
What?
Because we had a show about safe words. And so I said I was going to ask all of our guests about safe words. And she just went there.
What?
Fine.
What did I do?
Nothing.
Anyway, so with things.
You may need a safe word.
Off limit. Are your boobs real?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Good to know.
I am a.
What about your
E?
Bottom.
Yes, everything on me is real except for my nails. I have overlay nails.
Oh my God, everybody has it.
And I have highlights in my hair. Other than that, everything on me is real.
100%.
Yes, and I've had Botox before, but I haven't had Botox in a while.
Do you like Botox? Like, how was that experience?
Love Botox. Absolutely love it.
You don't want people to know when you're shocked?
No, you know what?
Really? You can't
I
see under the
oh,
hat.
Yeah,
no, I have very sensitive eyes. Like even right now, uh-huh. Like the lights are very like I have very very sensitive eyes, mm-hmm. And I have light eyes are yeah. More sensitive right. To light.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it makes me squint a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I squint, because of that, I get
yeah, that real
lines
right
here.
Well, that's not really.
But I hate that. You know how you have something that bothers you about
yeah.
Yourself?
My fat.
That's something that bothers me.
Yeah.
Because when I take pictures.
You see it.
Well, the shadows get there when you take pictures.
Yeah.
And so it's something that I'm insecure about.
That
you know, we all have something that we're insecure about.
That is true.
So I'm insecure about it. So Botox smooths that out.
Exactly.
So it's just something that.
Yeah. You don't like about stuff.
Yeah, it's something. And Botox will smooth it out just like that.
It does.
Super easy.
Yeah, we had a, what was her title? Esthetician.
Mm-hmm.
On the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and it's super easy. And I also get severe migraines. I usually have at least three migraines
mm-hmm.
a week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I get them for like 7 days at a time. So pretty much I have a migraine all month.
Is that a
Sounds
reason
like a
why?
Period.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah,
is
I get
it triggered by that?
By Botox?
Menstruation?
Well,
what is it triggered?
Hormones. I get them. I have them really bad by several things. Mm-hmm. I've had them since I was 7 years old.
Really?
Yeah. So, but Botox actually helps with that a little bit too.
She's not that. Something new.
So,
I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's not why I get the Botox.
Mm-hmm.
I get the Botox for this. But it's
it
a good
helps.
Help. Good side effect to
hey,
help.
Hey, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So what are some of the positives and negatives with social media? Like how has it positively affected your following and how has it negatively affected you on all these different areas of your careers?
I don't think, honestly, I don't have any negatives.
You don't have any negatives?
I don't.
No weirdos are in your DM.
Well.
She got weirdos. She'd already said
but
it. Her husbands.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, I see them in person. So, I mean, yes, I have weirdos. But, I mean, I've had legit stalkers since I was 17. Like, police involved. So, I mean, I don't think that social media.
That didn't make you want to stay out of the
limelight.
Out of the light. I'm sorry.
I mean, but that was before I ever even got into the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
I had a police-involved, serious stalker, had no idea who the person was,
mm-hmm.
calling my house, calling my job.
What the
completely,
hell
kind of thing? Like. Crazy craziness
mm-hmm.
when I wasn't even after I had quit modeling, when there wasn't Instagram,
right?
When I didn't have Twitter,
exactly.
So Wow. I mean, coming back, I couldn't go to the grocery store without letting the police know.
Right.
I set my alarm in the house all the time.
Yeah.
I didn't ride my bike without letting the police and then my neighborhood know. Like, so I,
You still don't know who this person is. You don't even care to know who this person is.
No, he used to call and say that he wanted to know if I wanted to be raped before he killed me because he planned on killing me.
That motherfucker.
Did they ever find out who this person was? Mm-hmm. No.
He would call. No. He called from, he would call from payphones when they, like, did the traces and stuff like that. So.
So he was setting you up to be his first prey. He probably preyed on somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know. It went on for about.
I'm scared now.
Yeah, it went on for about 4.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, so, I mean, I've had...
Are you gun trained after all of that?
So I've had crazy, crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah. But never from social media.
But, I mean, well, I mean, social media, I have crazy stuff going on. I mean, I had someone just the other day on Snapchat send me one of my old addresses. Yes. Yes.
How?
I...
Google? I mean, because your name is your name.
But I'm very cautious to not put my name out there with anything and do everything very cautiously. So
that's
fun. I'm
super
cautious.
How can they do that on Snapchat?
I don't know.
I thought Snapchat was a video.
Like seconds and then delete.
I don't know. So I'm.
Do you ever think it's the guys messing with you?
Which guys?
From the show.
Oh, no, not from my show. Not from my show.
I don't know. I'm just
yeah, no.
From long ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, I deal with crazies all the time. So.
It's part of your life.
Yeah. On Life Uncensored, do y'all interview people?
We do have guest interviews sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've had my new co-host, mm-hmm. I haven't done it.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's newer with doing it, but I'm game to do it. So I thought about bringing you guys on.
Yay, yeah, we should come. Okay, but we're uncensored though, so
we just gonna put the tape on too. Just let them know.
Oh, the way my titties.
We can put the tape.
I'm gonna have to have a roll and a roll. Okay. yeah. Well, yeah. I would love to do that.
I would too.
But I'm going to be nasty. I'm going to really be uncensored, so I hope no pastors are watching.
This is not for listening.
With Life Uncensored, we do it a little bit different though. So it's not interviewed like this.
Oh.
You know, we talk about a topic.
Yeah.
So we would be talking about a topic.
Okay, so like give me an example so we can try to do it now. I want to practice.
So we would talk about, let's say we would talk about a dating topic. Say if guys making a date with women and then not following through. So say guys say, I talk to you on Sunday and say, let's go out on Thursday night at 7.
Yeah.
And then I say, yeah, I'll go out with you at 7 on Thursday. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. Let's go for dinner. And then we talk, you know, say Tuesday.
Right.
We text or whatever. And then on Thursday in the morning, good morning. Hey, how are you? Whatever. And then I don't hear from you the rest of the day. And I don't hear from you Thursday night or whatever. And then on Saturday, you text me Saturday at noon or whatever, and you're like, hey, how have you been? And I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
Who is this?
I'm alive.
Who is this?
Thank you for checking on me.
Yes.
Block. Who is this?
Right.
Let's start over.
Right. And so then that would be like our topic.
I don't know if I would be up for a conversation after that.
Right. And so then you'd be like.
Yeah. So that's something. Yeah. That's a lot of. Yeah, something to talk about.
Right. So then that would be like our topic. Like guys doing that and like how dating is so difficult right now and how guys don't respect women's time or take us seriously or, you know, like, you know, how would you handle that situation? And what should the women, not only the guys, you know, the guys bad in that situation, yeah. but then how should the woman react? Should the woman even deal with that guy any longer?
I wouldn't
either.
Right. That would be and are women respecting themselves are if they are still dealing with that guy?
Exactly.
I would exactly. if I was hungry and he wanted to take me out again.
Yeah, but see,
so you are a user.
But
I'm not a user. I am a consumer.
But because women are still dealing with guys like that, guys are still acting like that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just because your ass hungry, you can go in the kitchen.
No.
You can meal prep and you can eat the scraps.
And then I'm going to make him spend more money because he stood me up.
He not spending more money.
Well, then we ain't going out no more. Good. I'm good. Good night, bye. See you.
You already got stood up. So what do you mean no mo?
But then you're spending.
Once I get my meal.
But then you're spending more and more time and energy wasted on this guy.
Women do that.
That you right. could be spending that time on someone who's actually worth your time. Mm. And this guy is not going to be potential husband material.
Yeah.
So is that what we're dating for?
Shoot your shot. You missed.
I mean, if not, then what are you dating for?
I don't date.
I don't date either.
You're fucking me.
Okay. I don't date. I ain't been out on a date in so long.
Well, that's something you're going to have to take up with your husband.
Wait, are you married?
That's none of my business.
Oh.
Yes. My anniversary is actually on Tuesday. It's 22nd Tuesday.
Oh, why are you asking? Black hand, do you have a calendar handy?
What's today's date? Yeah, we've been married for 9 years now.
Oh, congratulations.
10-22-10. I made it easy so he could remember.
Oh, 10-22-10.
Yeah. Yep. See, I knew it. Tuesday.
That's so sad, that what? Date for me.
10-22-10? What's wrong with that?
Yes.
Did you lose?
I lost my child on that date. I had a miscarriage. 10-22-10.
You gonna pull a little look out? Pull for a baby raising.
I was love like, that you. Date is so familiar. 10,
we love you. 10. We know you're out there somewhere. You're a part of the universe.
Yeah.
We love you.
10-22-10.
It was a Friday.
It was a Friday.
I know. Oh, gosh, I was there.
You were there?
At the courthouse.
Oh.
No, I was at the courthouse.
We didn't know each other back then, okay?
Where was you?
I was in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
10-22-10.
So, Scott, if I had like a demo tape that I wanted to use.
Oh, my God. can You're supposed to help everyone.
Can I give you my demo tape? Would you be honest with me?
Can you make sure it gets to Jay-Z?
Yes. Yes. Rockefeller.
Well, if you gave me a demo tape, I probably wouldn't have anything to play it in because I don't have a tape player.
Oh, okay. You up? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
Do people still do that? Do they walk up to you with
I'm
the,
a
what 90s is the thing?
Baby.
Exactly. What is
teenager.
The, what
I
is
don't.
The thing?
What was I in 90s?
What's the thing that you put in?
A stick shift.
A jump drive. Do people just walk up to you? What do they say? Like, if somebody walks up to you and they're like, hey, you're Skyla Don, can you send me your information so I can email you? Like, how do they give it nowadays? They don't give you a CD. They don't
yes,
give you
they
a,
do.
They give you CDs?
Oh, yes, they do.
They give you thumb drives?
Yes, they do.
They said you can keep that, but I need it back. You can just put that on your laptop.
Get your comedies.
And then give me back my thumb drive.
Put it on your drive.
No, they don't.
So
they
you really like to listen to it? Like, are people that aggressive when they see like, hey, you're Skyla Don. Can you listen to my whatever? Like, do you get
Let
stopped?
Me freestyle for you.
No. No, J-Mac. We already have a freestyle king for Houston. And he's bad enough, okay? So do people stop you out? Like, are you able to live your life outside of what you do? Do people stop you like, hey, can you listen to my...
Yes, they do.
And how do you respond to them?
I've been going through the security at the airport. Uh-huh. And a guy told me, do you have a card on you? You're on damage control, right? Can I send you my music? I was like, can you get fired for this?
Oh, oh, he worked there?
TSA?
Oh, my God.
Oh, TSA trying to come up.
He was like, look, I'm just doing this.
I ain't letting you through. Exactly. You listen to my demo.
I'll let you skip three lines and a check.
I'm going to send you to customs.
So what do you do then? I don't have a card on me.
Isaac, skylidon.com on IG. Send me a DM and I'll shoot you the email.
Did he
email.
Do it?
Yes.
How did was he sound?
I don't
do
remember.
Do you really listen to them?
Yes.
What is the youngest person who's ever tried to give you some music?
Because
I know some kindergartners that are pretty dope. Pretty dope.
Usually it's the parents will send the music.
Because they have emails.
So,
get it.
Yeah, usually it's the parents. But we've had, I think, like 8-9-year-olds that do music.
Okay.
What's with the face?
Well, I was trying to think. I was
you don't agree?
Thinking.
You don't agree with?
I was just thinking.
With elementary students.
Can't rap.
Well, Lele.
Read more.
Did Lele come through?
Lele has before. Not come through.
She hasn't?
No, she has not.
Is she too big of a star already?
I guess.
Okay.
I guess.
She don't need damage control.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah.
She spits hot fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how else she is.
So give people, you 11, know, how people can find you if you want them to your check media. Your podcast.
Skyladon.com. SkylaDawndotCom.
All right.
It's Skyla
well, thank you so much for joining
Skyla
us.
Skyladon.
She's Skyladon. I'm Skyla. Rachel. She's Keita. And we're out.
Bye-bye.